views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you raising your kids to believe they can create the life of their dreams? Are you living your life that way as well? Living an awakened life means more than just talking about it. Join host Debbie Pokornik on Vibrant Powerful Moms as she shares practical tips, stories, and interviews with enlightened guests, all geared at helping you create and live an extraordinary life. It's time to stand firmly in your power and model the life you want for your kids to inherit. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and my mission is to help you create a life you love at work, at home, and at play. October is always a reflective month for me. Birthdays kind of provide a nice timeline or container for us to focus on when we're thinking about passing time. And so I typically reflect using a series of kind of thought-provoking questions, such as, you know, what did I accomplish this year? What were my dreams or plans at the start of the year? Have there been any major changes? Is there anything worthy of an honorable mention? What would I like to accomplish in the next year? So this time, as I contemplated what to share with you today, I was struck by the fact that my 50s seemed to be fitting into themes for the year. Like back in 2016, I shared my big 5-0 ideas. I was turning the big 5-0, so it just seemed like a neat thing to do. But when I really look at it, all five of those things were very relevant to my life that particular year. Not only that, but the big 5-0 was the origin for thinking up these themes for my 50s. So it's not lost on me that origin starts with O. Anyway, my year as a 51-year-old was all about making things happen. Or, as I like to think of it, be 51, get things done, and have lots of fun. In that year, I went all out on my podcast. I set up sponsor packages. I reached out to potential sponsors. I wrote lots of ebooks, articles to give away. I went on other people's shows as a guest. I set up my sisterhood of Vibrant Powerful Moms. And I funneled a lot of really beautiful energy into creating Reconnect With Your Magic, which was a retreat that I was doing with my friend, colleague, and wonderful co-facilitator, Nancy McNaughton. It was a very busy year for me in regards to creating, even though it all got flopped on its head when my husband and I decided to try a new job opportunity for him and move to Atlanta, Georgia, which meant that I had to gracefully and lovingly let go of all that I had worked to create since 2010. Now, 2018 was B52, and the theme for the year was Start Everything New. We actually got permission to move to the United States and start this new adventure on my birthday. That's the day that we got the permission. And that led us to letting go of anything that we wouldn't be taking with us. So we were busy selling vehicles. We sold our house. We sold our airplane hangar. We were busy donating things, gifting prized possessions to people. I was closing my business. We were saying goodbye for now to many friends and family. We were packing up our pod and moving, just the two of us, in our bus, Merlot, to the United States. I've been on such an interesting journey of discovery since then. Well, actually, my journey of discovery started way earlier than that, but it's this last year that it feels like it really hugely stepped up the pace. And of course, I also was letting go of so much stuff in order to start this new chapter of my life. So that's what I want to dive into with you today is some of what has happened for me this year. And I've been able to divide it into three sections. So I'm going to start with my health journey. I've been on a very transparent health journey since November of last year. It actually started back in June of 2018, but it was in November when I went all in and decided to give the medical mediums protocol a full 2 years commitment. So it's almost 1 year of dedicated eating and avoiding of certain things. Now, I've shared regular updates with you on this show, and I promise to continue doing so as things unfold, but it turns out I really don't have a huge amount to share, so I'm going to fit it in with today's stuff because it is a very relevant and new part to my life as a B52er. If you want to know more about what I'm talking about, though, like, feel free to type in the word health in the search bar on my website at vibrantpowerfulmoms.com, and it will bring up several of, well, all really of the podcasts and some of the articles and such that I've written on this. So you can get all the information from there. But in terms of an update, it's been almost a full year of eating tons of fruit, which I love fruit. I really do. So it's such a gift to have it brought back into my life and to be able to enjoy it. I have it for dessert. I have it as a breakfast often. I have it throughout my day. I just love it. I've also been eating lots of veggies and being super careful about fats. So really trying to pay attention to how often I eat any kind of fat, but especially meat. I avoid all gluten, all dairy, which I already had to do, although now I even have to avoid goat cheese and lactose-free cheese and all of those kinds of things that I actually had brought back in. I have avoided alcohol and eggs. And actually, those two I would have thought would have been harder to do, but really they haven't been a big deal at all. Now, I can't say that I have completely avoided soy and corn because sometimes they sneak in under the label of citric acid or soybean oil, that kind of thing. And because I eat out in restaurants, I really can't fully control whether or not those things are coming into my body. But I do the best I can when I'm not at a restaurant. I've almost completely eliminated canola oil, but same thing. I don't know what they're using in their fryers sometimes. I don't eat a lot of fried food, but even on a grill, I don't know if they're using canola or if they're using like a extra virgin olive oil. I have no way really of knowing. And it turns out the canola oil is used in so many health foods. They all say it's non-GMO canola oil, but still, I completely avoid it as best I can. And so haven't been 100% at that, but I have tried. I have not been really good at the heavy metal detox or taking a bunch of supplements. And that's because just when I get going and I start creating a habit with them, my system seems to revolt and I end up with a very upset digestive tract. So I then have to take them out again, and I can't say that it's always them that causes it. Oftentimes there's something like maybe I've just flown somewhere, and so that's really what has upset my digestive tract. I don't know. All I know is that my masculine side wants me to just power through with the idea and fix things and be tough, you know, toughen up, make it happen. But my more intuitive feminine side tells me that I need to come at this with great gentleness. And that is the side I've been listening to more and more in my life. And so in this case, that gentleness has won out. And it makes me a much happier person, I think, to be around, because nobody likes having an upset digestive tract. Now, I will admit, there have been moments in this last year where I would have liked to throw in the towel. But I have not, for several reasons. One of them is that I promised myself I'd do this for a full 2 years, and I'm not there yet. Now, commitment is something I take very seriously. It turns out it's even part of my genetic profile. So here I am, committed for at least another year. Secondly, even though I haven't seen huge improvements since my last update, my health has held steady. Where people around me have been sick with colds, flus, and so on, I have not succumbed, which is definitely not usual for me. So I can say with conviction that my immune system is stronger than it has been for, well, for 53 years. It is at its strongest. The third reason is because most days I also feel like I have more energy. I no longer have to bargain with myself to get out of bed in the morning, which is awesome. And on top of that, my mood overall has been quite upbeat and positive, which I know is at least partly due to this health quest. The final reason that I stick with this is that in all fairness to this way of eating, there's an awful lot of factors that either I can't control or I won't control. So it's kind of hard to know if this protocol is working quite well on its own or if I'm kind of throwing it off. So for example, I'm dealing with extra stress due to a family member getting quite ill. That is not within my control. So I'm choosing to fly home more to spend time with them, and that part is within my control, right? I just choose to do it because it's way more important than some digestive upset. So in case you're not sure why that matters, radiation from flying is a great food for the bugs, and I'm working hard to kill these bugs off. So every time I fly, it takes a little bit from me. It makes it harder for my body to heal completely, which is what I'm trying to do. Now, of course, I mean, that's never mind the recycled air on airplanes. That's a whole other conversation. And speaking of air, I mean, I have been around all kinds of fumes from boats or cigarettes, fire smoke, perfumes, and I'm ingesting them because, you know what, I have to breathe. So most days I could avoid them if I absolutely had to, but I don't think being a hermit or not interacting with people, not having that kind of fun is the best plan for me either. So those are the reasons that I continue along this path and I don't just throw in the towel, even though I'm not seeing huge results like I had kind of hoped to. There are a few things, though, that have also come up that are making me curious. And, you know, really, that's my current way of looking at anything that feels challenging. Things that are challenging me is I get curious about them. So I'm feeling curious about having gained some weight. Not enough to be concerned, but enough to cause me pause and to wonder about it. At the beginning, I lost quite a bit of weight when I first started eating this way, too much really. And then I gained a nice amount back and I kind of plateaued there for a while. Now I'm still at what would be considered a healthy weight for my height, but I feel flubby. And you probably know what I mean by that. If you don't worry about it. Just know that I just don't feel exactly as light as I could be. And that's definitely something for me to be curious about. Another thing I'm very curious about is that I'm waking up with very painful fingers pretty much every day. Now, I wouldn't bring this up except for medical medium talks about the phases of Epstein-Barr virus in his thyroid book. And I get the feeling from reading that it's possible those little bugs are actually trying to hide out from all the killer food that I've been eating, right? All that fruit and vegetables and good stuff. And so those little bugs are trying to hide out in my finger joints. And I don't know that this is true, but it feels like it's a possibility. And it's very interesting to me that they only hurt when I first wake up. And then within minutes of being up, I actually forget that they were even hurting me. But I do these morning exercises, or if I wake up in the night to go to the bathroom, I notice how sore they are. So I do these little exercises and try to work them out. But during the day, I'm fine. I'm typing, I'm doing things with my fingers, my fine motor skills are fine. So I really don't know what's up with that, but that's my story and I'm sticking to it. During the summer when I went back to Canada and I was there for 2 months visiting my peeps, and I had a cold sore to end all cold sores. It lasted about a month and I had about three of them in total. Two of them came up at the same time on either side of my mouth, on my bottom lip. Yikes, they were painful, ugly, and very inconvenient. The only good thing was my hubby hadn't come there with me, so kissing wasn't an issue. And you can laugh if you want, but when my sweetie is around, I like to kiss him goodnight or goodbye or welcome home and so on. And cold sores definitely interfere with that, especially when they're on both sides of my mouth. So when I got back in August from my 2 months in Canada, I decided to double my intake of celery juice because, amazingly, celery was now available again. Wow, that was a long run of celery not being available and being super expensive and not being really good quality, at least in Canada and the US where I was hanging out. At first, I tried splitting this extra dosage into morning and evening segments, but it turns out that I am inherently lazy. And so I wasn't crazy about cleaning my juicer twice a day. And I found myself kind of conveniently forgetting to do the second juicing session. Then it dawned on me that I could probably do all 32 ounces in the morning and then just clean my juicer once. That worked pretty well until I went back to Canada again for a couple of weeks in September due to that family illness thing that I mentioned. And my system got all upset again. So I had to cut back while I was there. And then when I returned home, I decided that I needed to go back to that everything in moderation. So I decided to still drink extra once a day, but do more like 20 ounces a day, somewhere between 20 and 25, rather than 32. And that's where I'm at right now. And I'm feeling pretty good and everything seems to be working. But I fly home again fairly soon in November. So it's hard to say because the flights definitely seem to make a difference. So that's my health update. And sticking with my birthday rhymes, the theme here would be B52, looking after you. The next exciting new thing that popped up in my B52 year is something called the Gene Keys. Now, it came into my life by way of a new friend here in Georgia named Elizabeth. And Elizabeth channels the Akashic Records. She has a connection to crystals that is absolutely amazing. I'm thrilled to have her in my life, and I'm extremely grateful she lives close enough that we can actually get together in person every week or every couple weeks or whatever we choose to do. Anyhow, one day, she asked me if I'd be interested in finding out about the Gene Keys, which I knew nothing about, but I felt strongly that yes, I absolutely would. Now, if you haven't heard of them and you want to check them out, you can get a free profile at genekeys.com. So that's GENEKEYS.com. And you can access a lot of free resources there. So it's really cool, but be forewarned. This is a big, beautiful rabbit hole that one can get lost in for hours at a time. Not only that, but at the beginning, the information can feel super overwhelming, especially for me anyway, when he said, just relax into it, you know, contemplate it and just take time and let it become real for you. And, you know, when something piques my interest, I really want to jump in with both feet and learn it thoroughly. And I like to learn it in a way that I can explain it to others, because once I can do that, I know I understand it. And so that has just been my way of being for quite a long time now. But if you do this with the Gene Keys, you might just find yourself frustrated, confused, and perhaps even getting a little bit rebellious. However, having said that, it's well worth the exploration. So for me, one of the pieces that pulled me right in is that it was just, and still is, so validating. Things that I knew in my bones to be absolutely true, but was never sure how I knew them, they actually come up in my profile, or they talk about them in the Gene Keys book. And I'm talking about things like resiliency, vibrational frequency, resourcefulness, perspective shifting, the divine masculine, divine feminine. For example, my life's work involves the gift of resourcefulness. Now, this is something I talk about a lot. The idea that you already have everything you need to handle whatever life throws your way. I know this to be absolutely true. I believe it fully and completely. I wrote about it in both of my books, and it's always an integral part of any workshop, ebook, or presentation that I do. But how I know this has always been really hard to explain. Now, of course, it's not any easier now to justify or explain it to others, except that now I'm being told by a totally different resource, channeled by someone else, that my life's work is to help others become aware of their own resourcefulness and learn how to use it to help them create an extraordinary life. Now, there's another piece to this that I should bring up here. But before I do, let me just say, I mean, I'm teaching exactly what I'm meant to be here teaching. And I didn't know that's what I was supposed to be doing. I just felt strongly that I wanted to share this with people so that they could really embrace their life as a parent or being a vibrant, powerful woman. Yeah. And here I am. Now, the flip side is that there is a shadow that comes with this gift of resourcefulness. Every single gift we all have, all these different gifts in our lives, they all come with a shadow part. And so we all have that to deal with. Well, the shadow of this resourcefulness is that of inadequacy. This means feelings of inadequacy, like AKA self-doubt, uncertainty, unworthiness. This is something I'm prone to that will continue to come up in my life. Reading this was a wonderful aha moment for me because, again, I know this, I teach this, I believe it, and still these feelings would arise. And when they came up, I had tools and ways to deal with them that really seemed to work well. So I would teach people about them, talk about them, write about them. I'm open about them. But I still wondered why they continued to pop up. And now I know that when they pop up, it's because I've shifted and I'm allowing that shadow into my existence where I don't need it to be. All I have to do is shine my light on it and bang, it's gone. Because, you know, that's what happens to shadows when you shine a light. To me, that is mind-blowing. I am here on this earth to spread a certain message, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And now I don't even have to have any of those feelings of inadequacy, because when they come up, I can just say, doubt-free zone, man. So I realize you might not be as excited to learn about this as I am, and I apologize because I can't really tell you much more about the gene keys without causing total confusion for us both. But I can tell you that for B52, the gene keys were new and help to highlight what's absolutely true. All right, let me move on to the final section of what I'd like to share with you about my B52 year. This part feels really vulnerable to me because it's about you. You see, throughout this year of new and true, I almost gave up on my mission with you. Let me explain. It's a little lonely doing what I do. You've probably heard this before, but podcasting and writing they're things that require you to have a very strong sense of why you're doing what you're doing in order to keep on doing it. You might even experience it yourself because you might do these kinds of things. But for me, I don't know if anyone is listening while I'm speaking into this mic. And that's also true when I'd sit down and write. I don't know if anybody's going to be reading it. Now, when I was speaking live, I could see a response from the people I was talking to. They might smile, laugh, yawn, scowl, but that all provided me with some sort of feedback that I could work with. Now, of course, sometimes I would misread. I would think that scowl was aimed at something I had just said, when in fact it turns out that person just maybe had cramps or wasn't feeling that good or whatever. Sometimes the scowl really was at me, and then I could address it right then and say, I'm wondering if some people might be feeling a little confused, and then I would explain it some more. Working with a person in a course or workshop was even better because then you've built that trust with them and you get real feedback from participants. Plus, you can see a shift happening if it's a course that goes over several weeks. And then retreats are even sweeter still because you build in regular check-ins that provide continual feedback and an opportunity to dig into any resistance, confusion, or discomfort that's coming up. Like, we are encouraging people to sit with their discomfort, to allow it to be and to really recognize it. So all of those things have been sort of fulfilling for me in the last several years. But now, in this last year, I've had no feedback. Technology enables me to know that people are regularly downloading my show. But what does that mean exactly? I mean, I simply talk into a space, not knowing if people are hearing my words and using them to create a life they love, or using them as background noise, or maybe not even using them at all. This pushed me onto a path of soul searching. Is my show something I'm supposed to let go of as well? Would anyone notice if I just stopped doing them? Is this just another expensive hobby? While working my way along this journey, I posed these questions to my guides, and I chipped away at them with my higher self, and I contemplated them from many different angles. And I realized about 5 really important things. 1, I do this podcast because I have a sense that what I have to say is important. I know I'm here for a reason, and at the moment, this podcast is helping me serve that mission. I don't know if it's changing a huge number of lives, but quite honestly, if it's helping even one person, it's making a difference. Two, I do this podcast because it helps me stay tuned into who I am and who I want to be as a person. In other words, it helps me stay aligned with what I see as important in life. I refuse to be a hypocrite, so you can rest assured that whatever I'm saying to you, I'm also practicing in my life. Not perfectly, I don't always do it well at all, but I do live it, and that's what's most important to me. Number three, hosting this show allows me to reach out to people I admire or to have other people reach out to me, and then we form a relationship of sorts, even if it's only for a brief period in our lives. I have attracted so many beautiful people into my circle because they have something important to share, and I can provide one easy way to do that, and that helps me to feel whole as a person. Four, this show, my books, and my online presence have helped me to create a life I absolutely love, even though it looks nothing like the life that I thought I was going to be creating. And still, though, I mean, I almost have to pinch myself some days to just ask, is this really real? Is this really happening? And I'm not saying this to brag. I'm saying it because I know how impossible it felt to me at one point, and yet here I am. So when I say you can make things happen in your life, I really mean it. Finally, I do all of this because I know I'm here to be of service to the greater good of us all, to help make positive change on this planet, and to really, truly help bring out the best in other moms so that they can create a life they love and that feels extraordinary to them in every sense of the word. My deeper mission is to spread peace on the planet, and I know that by giving people tips and tools to help them raise their vibrational energy, I'm doing that. So there you have it, the final piece to my B52. B52 was everything new while still being true and helping out you. Sappy, I know, but I just can't help myself. Let me close today's show with a guess at what the theme is for this next year. B53. It's time to break free of whatever ails me and fully embrace authenticity. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please share it with others to help spread the love. To find out more about Debbie, pick up free offers from the show, and listen to previous episodes, visit vibrantpowerfulmoms.com.